right. So the Kansas Jayhawks take home the national championship last night in New Orleans, beating UNC 72-69 in one of the better national championship games in recent history. And, you know, North Carolina in this tournament has been winning a lot of games by the skin of their teeth. You know, they had the Caleb Love three against UCLA. They give up that 25-point lead against Baylor, but still hold on in overtime. And then recently against Duke in the Final Four, Love hits the three to go up four late. But there's really a lot of late-game heroics for UNC throughout the tournament in those three games, and they were not able to do it a fourth time. And this was such an interesting game where in the first half, North Carolina, or really Kansas, throws the first punch. They're up 9-3 in the under 16. But for the rest of the first half, it was all North Carolina. But when I look back at what was happening in the first half, for North Carolina, it wasn't they were running great offense or they were, you know, more skilled than Kansas. It was a lot of offensive rebounds, putbacks, or kick out for three, or scoring in transition after, you know, a Kansas three with a long rebound going the other way. And Kansas was getting better shots, certainly in the second half, but even in some spots in the first half, and they were just missing a lot of close ones. Wilson and Brown, throughout the first half, they were 4 of 16 on layups, and you knew that wasn't going to last because this isn't high school basketball. This is some of the best players in college basketball on Kansas, and the better shot quality is reflected in the field goal percentage for the game. Kansas shot the ball at a 44% clip. Meanwhile, North Carolina, 32% from the field, 28% in the second half at 11 of 40. But Bill Self, you got to give him credit. Great coach. I think Reed came on here a couple weeks ago when we were previewing the tournament and was like, look, Bill Self, for all of his blunders at times in the tournament, he's a really good coach. And that was in full effect with Kansas. And what Kansas did in the second half was say, we're getting out in transition and we're going to hunt for matchups. We've got bigger guards. We've got Jalen Wilson. We've got Brown. We're going to set screens, get them going downhill right at the basket. If Caleb Love is on you, you're taking them to the basket. You're posting them up. We saw Brown do that and really get out and transition. And so these missed shots, Carolina taking deep, you know, jumpers, these long rebounds, and they're really able to get out and run. And Kansas is really athletic, and their whole team can finish at the rim. I mean, Brown, he is really athletic. And when he goes up for those layups, I mean, his head is right around the rim, and that's a really tough shot to block. Abaji, really good, although he did have, you know, multiple different segments in this game where he just disappeared. And then the biggest thing, Remy Martin. If you don't get those Remy Martin threes down the stretch, Kansas probably doesn't win. Because North Carolina, Kansas would go on these runs like they brought it out to 56-50 lead after a Remy three and then a Jalen Wilson and one. But then UNC always came right back where, you know, RJ Davis was always able to get these 18-foot jumpers, started to hit a couple in the second half. And then you couple that with Kansas missing free throws, Abaji especially missing free throws down the stretch. UNC was able to weather the storm, stay in the game after getting played out of the gym for the first 10 minutes of the first half. You know, Kansas with DeJuan Harris Jr., Remy Martin, Abaji, you know, all applying pressure on these guards. And I think they, you know, were wearing down UNC throughout the game. UNC doesn't play a lot of guys. They had a ton of guys get roughed up in the game. I mean, Manic in the first couple minutes gets an elbow to the head. I think he gets another elbow to the face a few minutes later. Puff Johnson is like throwing up on the court. You've got Caleb Love rolls his ankle, and then Baycott, obviously, which we'll get to in a couple minutes, rolls his ankle again after he was coming into the game. Not 100% either. Rolls his ankle on the biggest play of the game. And I think the accumulation of the Kansas pressure on the UNC guards, coupled with, you know, the really stressful, wearing, taxing game against Duke, had the guards off a little bit. I mean, Caleb Love goes 5 for 24 from the field. RJ Davis goes 5 of 17. And even bigger than that, Brady Manek only takes 6 shots in the game. Only takes one shot, his tip-in at the end of the second half with a minute and a half left. Only takes one shot in the second half. That can't happen. And that's the next step for Caleb Love. Caleb Love can drive past basically anybody. He can hit the threes. But his problem is when he drives, and maybe this is more of a system problem as well as a Caleb Love problem, when you drive and get past your guy, it's not always hey, I'm going to now take this tough shot over a center. It's, hey, I'm going to, you know, do a wraparound pass or look to swing it to, you know, an open three in the corner. And if you've got a guard that can get past their defender that easily, there's got to be some sort of structure put in place of, okay, once you get past this guy, we're going to have this guy in the corner and spread out and spaced out. I don't know if that's a Hubert Davis thing or Caleb Love just not seeing it, but that's the next step for him. Instead of, you know, going 5 of 24, missing 19 shots, maybe you swing it out to Manic. And I thought in the first half, UNC did a really good job of these down screens, getting Manic set up for three. And there wasn't much of that in the second half. And a lot of that goes to Kansas' defense. And, you know, unlike Duke, Kansas actually guards really hard. I mean, Agbaji was locked in every single possession on Caleb Love. And outside the couple times they lost Manic, they were extremely good defensively. And the only thing that was costing them points was offensive rebounds. When it was just a normal half-court defense, UNC was not able to get many good looks. And that led to UNC shooting, you know, such a terrible percentage from the field at 32%. But let's go to the final couple minutes. It was going back and forth, just like the Duke-UNC game. Very similar. So we get Manic with the tip-in. His one shot of the second half came at 1:41 left in the game. He gets that tip-in after the Caleb Love missed layup. And so that's at 1:41. Then we go McCormick hook shot after he gets that offensive rebound. So if UNC secures that rebound, completely different game. There's so many small things that happened that if UNC makes one of those plays, they probably win the game. But that's at 1:21. So now Kansas is up 70-69. Then we got the Caleb Love drive. Remy Martin comes behind him and blocks a shot. You know, amazing play. He was beat off the dribble and just great coordination on that block by Remy Martin. That's at 54 seconds. And then after UNC inbounds it, they're going Baycott ISO on McCormick. He does that spin move, plants his right foot to initiate the spin, and then his ankle rolls. It looks like a floorboard came up. It kind of looked like when Zion had that dunk that happened like 2 weeks ago in Pelicans, where the floorboards just go down. That's what happened with Baycott. Everyone on Twitter is saying it was a faulty floorboard. I'm not completely sure about that. I mean, you know, when a 260-pound guy like Baycott is putting all his weight down, I think, you know, when you've got a slow-mo camera at that angle, I think the floorboards will move at least a little bit. But anyway, he turns it over. Kansas gets the ball back, and Baycott is down. Like, he's really injured, and he's at the other side of the court. Kansas brings the ball down, and Wilson, they've got the 5-on-4 advantage. Wilson decides to bring it out. At first, I thought he was going to try a three-pointer. I was like, that is not the right move. You just toss it to McCormick. But Baycott, in what would have been the play of the game, or one of the top plays for UNC if they win that game, he somehow gets up and pogo sticks back down to the other side of the court. This is a really underrated part because I think a lot of players just lay down there. And because he was able to get to the other side of the court and Kansas like stopped playing, they stopped like trying to move the ball forward, especially once Baycott got there, they were able to blow the ball dead. So as long as Kansas isn't moving towards the basket, they can blow it dead with an injured player. But if Baycott stays on the other end, Kansas most likely has a couple more seconds to decide, yeah, we actually need to take advantage of this 5-on-4 break. But it doesn't end up mattering. So with Baycott out, you've got Manic on McCormick, which is a mismatch. I mean, Manic just absolutely beat up the past 3 days. He had to guard Banchero in the post and now McCormick a few times in the post. McCormick gets it, hook shot, nails it with 22 seconds left. So now Kansas up three. And this is where it went wrong for UNC. They take a bunch of threes. Love misses a three. RJ Davis gets the rebound. Puff misses a three. Rebound. And then Manic throws it out of bounds, trying to kick it out for a three. Here's the thing. There's 20 seconds left. They're taking these shots with around 15 seconds. Get a two. You're like, they're playing. You have an easy layup right there for you. And Kansas was terrible at the free throw line. I think they're like 55%, and they have no guy on their team that is a for sure free throw guy. Like, Remy Martin has struggled. Agbaji struggled all day. McCormick misses some. Wilson, not great from the line. And, you know, there's a really good chance if they get a layup, they're down one. There's a really good chance, you know, maybe 50-50, we'll call it, that Kansas misses the front end of the 1-on-1. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, you know, UNC down one with possession, you really start to like UNC's chances. But instead, and I've said this before, the biggest difference between college and NBA, besides the level of play, is what happens when the shot clock or when the game clock is running down and you need to make quick decisions. And UNC, even after you miss that first three, you can get a quick put back, you know, even at 7 or 8 seconds, that's a lot of time. You get a quick foul and then you've got, you know, 6 seconds coming back up the court. You know, that's 4 or 5 dribbles and you can pass. But guess what? Kansas leaves the door open. Dwan Harris, inbound on a weird spot, runs out of bounds with 4 seconds left. And so now not only does Carolina have the ball, they're inbounding it on Kansas's end of the court, almost like that NBA spot after you call a timeout and advance it. And Caleb Love gets a pretty good look. Manick, who was running baseline to the corner, they had McCoy coming in, setting a screen for him. Looked like he was going to have a little room because I'm not sure Kansas was communicating on that switch. And I think Agbaji was going to be chasing after him, and they might have looked for that skip pass. But he falls down, and Hubert Davis in the press conference said that the play was for Manick, and he thought he was going to be open. And instead, they inbound it to Love. Gets a decent look. Brown does a really good job staying on his feet and not fouling and just going straight up, not even leaving his feet. And Caleb Love made a ton of big shots, but not today. And Kansas escapes 72-69. Biggest comeback in NCAA tournament championship history. And for some reason, Agbaji got most outstanding player. Definitely should have been McCormick for his defense on Baycott. I think Baycott was like 3 of 13 or something from the field. But, I mean, in the final four against Villanova, he was huge, 20-plus points. He had 15 and 15 this game. And I think whatever committee decides on most outstanding player just, like, defaulted to the best player on the team. But it wasn't even close. McCormick was the difference maker for Kansas. And Kansas, Bill Self, rarefied air now with 2 championships. I think, what, only like 15, 16 coaches have multiple national championships. If you're a UNC fan, this one hurts. You know, giving up a 16-point lead. You had the ball down one in Baycott's hand. And, you know, a lot of different chances to win this game. But in UNC's defense, a 16-point lead, you know, it seems like a lot of points. But the way this game was played, so, you know, up and down, getting out in transition, especially on Kansas' end, that 16-point lead is not as big as it seemed initially in the first half when Kansas wasn't really getting out and running. But UNC on the bright side, you got your right coach. Hubert Davis is, you know, fantastic coach. Players love him. And you're not always sure after the legendary coach retires how the next guy up is going to be. But it looks like Hubert Davis is, you know, one of the better coaches in the ACC. And UNC basketball is in good hands. Amazing run by UNC. I mean, 8 seed. They were on the bubble for a really long time. And they had guys step up. And it'll be interesting to see who comes back. Does Baycott come back? You know, Love, RJ Davis, all these guys are young and have a few more years of eligibility. Puff Johnson, who, you know, he's going to be the story or one of the main stories for UNC if they hold on to win. But great overall showing by ACC basketball. 2 teams in the Final Four. Notre Dame making a little run from the last 4 in. Miami making it to the Elite Eight. So ACC basketball, after a, you know, pedestrian regular season, really turned it on late. But overall, great college basketball season. A lot of great players. I feel like this NBA draft, you know, there's like a block of like 6 or 7 guys that are really, really good. Normally, it feels like it's only 2 or 3. But that wraps up the college basketball season. Kansas, the 2022 champions, definitely deserving of the title. They play hard both on offense and defense, especially defense. I can't get over some of those individual defensive performances on those really good weapons that UNC has. But Kansas takes the title home. Moving forward, Masters coming up on Thursday, baseball, NBA playoffs. Excited to get back on the mic and talk about those and have some guests coming on in a few days. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Be back in a few days. See ya.